Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on Atmosphere for Jungle and Old School DNB. Today we're going to build a riser that has modern punch, but still carries that dusty vintage soul. The goal is not just to make something big and dramatic, the goal is to make something that feels like it belongs in a real breakbeat arrangement, something that helps the tune move toward the drop, without sounding too polished or too EDM. In Jungle and Old School drum and bass, Atmosphere is not background filler. It's the glue. It's what makes the breaks feel like they're happening in a place, not just on a grid. So as we build this, think in terms of energy, texture, and movement, not just volume. We'll use stock Ableton devices, so you can do the whole thing inside Live 12 without needing any third-party plugins. And we're going to shape the sound in layers, one layer for noise and motion, one layer for tone and emotion. Then we'll add space, tension, and a little bit of age. First, set up your session so the atmosphere has its own space. I like to keep this separate from the drums and bass, because then you can automate it cleanly and make it disappear the exact moment the drop needs to hit. A simple structure works well here. One track for noise or texture, one track for a tonal riser, and a return track for reverb or delay. If you want to get more detailed, you can also add a chopped break ambience layer, but that's optional. The first layer is the movement layer. This can be a noise riser or a bright synth texture. Load up Waveeatable on a MIDI track. You can choose a noise-based Waveeatable or a simple bright waveform, depending on the vibe you want. If it feels too harsh, back off the oscillator level a bit and shape it with a filter. A low-pass filter is your friend here. Start the cutoff low, somewhere around a few hundred hertz, and automate it opening over the riser. A great basic chain is Waveeatable into auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then reverb. That gives you the core of the sound right away. Auto filter is the big one. Set it to a low pass shape, add a touch of resonance, and automate the cutoff rising over time. Saturator adds a little edge and helps the sound feel more present. Echo gives you movement and those nice pre-drop tails. Reverb adds the sense of space and atmosphere. Keep the settings controlled. You don't want the sound to become a wash of high frequencies with no shape. The idea is clean motion, not chaos. If you're using echo, keep the feedback moderate and filter out the low end of the repeats. That way the delay adds width and energy without muddying the arrangement. And with reverb, use it carefully. A long decay can sound beautiful, but too much will blur the transition. You want scale, not soup. Now let's add the soul layer. This is where the jungle character really starts to come through. Think sample texture. Vinyl crackle, tape hiss, a reversed piano stab, a ghostly vocal breath, a room tone, a chopped break fragment, even a tiny slice of an old chord sample. Load something like that into Sampler. If it's a one-shot, use one-shot mode. If you want it to behave more like a loop texture, classic mode can work too. Put a filter on it and make it feel like it's opening up over time. A low-pass or band-pass filter is perfect. You can also add chorus ensemble for a little width and vintage shimmer, and redux if you want some crunchy old digital grime. Keep redux subtle. You're aiming for attitude, not destruction. If you've got a sample that feels too clean, a little bit of saturation or light bit reduction underneath can make it sound more like it came from an old sampler or a dusty cassette. Now, this part is important. Automate pitch and filter together. That's what gives the riser shape. A build that just gets louder is boring. A build that gains brightness, urgency, and tension feels alive. Start dark and narrow, then gradually open the filter. Raise the pitch slowly over 2, 4, or 8 bars depending on your arrangement. Bring in more reverb or delay toward the end. Then, just before the drop, cut the low end away so the transition feels tight and controlled. If you're using Waveeatable, try automating other motion too. Small changes to unison, filter cutoff, or Waveeatable position can make the riser feel more animated without adding more tracks. Tiny movements matter. In this style, a little motion goes a long way. Now let's talk about the actual Ableton devices that are especially useful for this sound. Auto filter is the main one. Echo is amazing for those old-school style delay throws and pre-drop space. Reverb creates depth, but use it on returns if possible, because that keeps your mix cleaner. Saturator is great for adding punch and a little grit. Redux gives you crunchy texture when you need it. Drum bus can also work really well on atmosphere, if you want it to feel more physical and a little more aggressive. And utility is a must, because it lets you control stereo width and mono compatibility. That mono check matters a lot. A wide atmosphere can sound massive in headphones and collapse badly in a club system if it's too facey. So use utility to keep the start of the riser tighter, then widen it later in the build. That makes the drop feel bigger too, because the listener experiences that stereo expansion as added energy. For deeper jungle flavor, try connecting the atmosphere to the breakbeat world. A classic move is to chop a short piece of a break or percussion loop, reverse a tiny fragment, and bury it lightly under the riser. Process it with filter, reverb, and delay. That way the atmosphere feels like it came from the same universe as the drums. It's not floating separately, it's part of the groove. You can also use a break fragment in Simpler and automate the start point or transpose it upward over time. That gives you tension without needing a huge cinematic sound. And honestly, that kind of restrained movement often works better in jungle and DNB than giant overblown risers. Now let's shape the frequency balance. This is where the mix starts to feel pro. Atmosphere should feel wide and exciting, but it should never fight your sub or low bass. High pass the atmosphere aggressively enough that it doesn't add mud. Depending on the sound, that might mean cutting everything below 150 Hz or even higher. If the low mids are cloudy, carve some of that area out too. And if the top end gets fizzy, roll it off or soften it. Think of the spectrum like this: no sub, careful low mids, enough presence to cut through, and controlled shimmer at the top. If you want a darker vibe, keep the top end a little restrained until the very last moment. That creates more tension. Another very effective technique is to use return tracks for space. Put a long reverb on one return and a tempo synced echo on another. High pass the reverb return so it doesn't add low-end fog. Filter the delay repeats so they sit in the mix. Then send your atmosphere layers into those returns instead of loading huge reverbs directly on every track. It's cleaner, more flexible, and easier to manage when the drop arrives. Arrangement is everything here. A good DNB atmosphere doesn't just sound nice in solo. It works with the break and the bass. So think in sections. In the intro, let the atmosphere sit and establish mood. In the pre-build, bring in more movement, maybe a break fragment or a pitch rise. In the last two bars before the drop, open the filter, widen the stereo image, and add a delay throw. Then on the final beat, cut the atmosphere short or hit it with a reverse tail. That empty pocket right before the drop is powerful. It makes the impact feel harder. And that's a really strong coaching rule to remember. If the riser sounds impressive by itself but weak in context, simplify it. Often the best build is the one that leaves room for the drums to punch through. For a bit of finishing polish, you can run the whole atmosphere bus through a Q8, saturator, a light glue compressor, and utility. Clean the low end first. Add just a touch of drive. Use the compressor gently, only a couple dB of gain reduction, just enough to glue the layers together. Then use utility to check width and mono compatibility one more time. You want the atmosphere to feel finished, not overcooked. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, there are a few advanced tricks worth trying. A tiny amount of frequency shifter can make the atmosphere feel uneasy and haunted. A reversed snare or break tail under the riser can add that classic tape swell tension. You can also automate stereo width only at the end of the build, so the drop feels wider by comparison. And if you want some real old-school grime, blend in a parallel dirty copy with Redux or light saturator underneath the clean layer. Here's a quick practical exercise. Build a 4-bar riser using only stock Ableton devices. Use one wave-eatable noise layer, one Simpler sample layer, one auto filter, one echo, one reverb, and one utility. Start dark and narrow. Open the filters over 4 bars. Bring in a short echo throw near the end of bar 3. Slowly increase the reverb send in bars 3 and 4. Then widen the stereo field right before the drop and make sure no low end survives into the transition. If it sounds too clean, add a little saturation or redux. If it sounds too messy, reduce the reverb and cut more low mids. And while you're building, keep the bigger ideas in mind. Think in layers of energy, not just volume. Use contrast on purpose. If the break is busy, let the atmosphere be more spacious. If the drop is sparse, the build can be a little more animated. Leave a little more clarity before the drop than you think you need. That empty space makes the impact hit harder. So to wrap it up, Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB is all about blending modern control with vintage soul. Layer noise and tonal material. Automate filter, pitch, width, and delay. Use stock devices creatively. Add texture without losing punch. Keep the low end clean. And make sure the atmosphere supports the break and bass, not fights them. The best atmosphere isn't just big. It's purposeful, moody, tense, soulful, and ready to slam into the drop. Now go build that riser and make it breathe like classic jungle with a modern edge.